بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لنبي أن يغل صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام listen dear brothers every single day we receive different articles of news, information, what's happening in the world, be it India, Palestine, South Africa, different halal conditions. And everywhere we will find on the other side of the stick, so to say, is a Muslim. Whether it be South Africa also, every condition, every place we go to, volatility, instability, what's going to happen next? And the mu'min is always looking for sukoon, peace, chain, itminan. I just want to have a peaceful life. Just have a peaceful life, I don't need any problems. Whether it be individually, a private life, husband and wife, children, parents, in-laws, extended family, neighbors, locality, society, community. Just want to have a peaceful life. Government level, they also be hoping for peace, you're making dua. So internationally, locally, globally, we are looking for this peace, sukoon, chain, itminan. But very easy to point fingers and to pass on the blame and the buck to somebody else. Look at the government what they are doing. Look at the councillors what they are doing. Look at the embezzlement, the usurping of rights, misappropriation of funds. These hashtags or these words have become common language now. Everyone knows these words, it becomes so common right now, whether it be service delivery, whether it be oppression, whether it be rates, taxes, the increase, how much more do we have to pay, where's the returns, where's the service delivery, what is government doing, what's happening in India, the amount of zulm taking place over there. So this talk goes around our supper tables, lunch tables, breakfast time, we are eating, the internet, or the different groups. And all this information now makes us believe really that as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has lost control of dunya right now. Set up his control. The government is controlling. This one is doing, and that one is doing. And these rich families and wealthy families in the world playing with the fluctuation of the currencies. So we have to go back to Quran Sharif. Back to our roots, back to Madinatul Munawwara. What's the lesson and sabak of Iman? One is the attack on our Iman right now, the core values of Deen. To understand that you are born a human, you are a human, and you are a male, you are a female, there's no in between. Direct attack on Iman, Aqaid and beliefs. On different levels they attack through the media. That is why they say this is a simple principle, amitul batil bitarki dhikrihi. That kill batil and falsehood. Kill the media by not spreading it. Don't want to speak about it. Because it thrives on this. The more you speak, the more you'll believe. Speak about Allah Jalla Jalalu. Speak about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the thing that will kill them is a'mal. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام made دعاء ولا تسلط علينا بذنوب لا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا والله because of our sins اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تعول به وبيننا بين معصيتك يلا give me so much of your fear that it becomes a barrier between me and this obedience to you. The same دعاء يلا let it not be that our sins become so much that you appoint a tyrant ruler over us, they don't have fear for us. لا يخافوك فينا. They have no fear of you in regards to us. They will do as they want to. Because of our sins. So we have to go into the system of Allah and understand how Allah's system operates right now. Allah's system is perfect. Allah has complete control. Allah hasn't lost any control. Allah will never become busy as we may believe. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so busy with certain things in the world. That Allah forgot our service delivery also. Na'uz billah min zalik. All this we find happening in the world is based upon our a'mal. If our a'mal are good as a community, then this will influence the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to us and the ummah. It's always another a'mal. Now we hear different organizations, different groups that are coming together, will take now municipality or council or government to task. We won't pay the rates, we won't pay the water and lights. We're going to hold back. So they come to the table. So we'll join it also. We say become proactive. Yes, the believer is proactive, number one, in his deen. We don't want to pay the rates. They want the service delivery. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the biggest thief is the one that steals in his salah. You stole from Allah, Allah will deprive you. We haven't serviced the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah wants it in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many we hear, how many civil servants haven't paid their own bills as yet, goes into millions. That for us is introspection. Have I paid my bills to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? From the time I became baligh till today, all the salah that I missed is a qarz and a debt on my head with my Allah. Have I paid it as yet? Allah has given rope. You slept with so many fajars and isha, and now you complain there's no lights. Now you complain there's no water. When it was time for you to wake up in the morning and use the water for Fajr Salah, you didn't wake up. And the father will come to the masjid and the Ali Mawlid Sahib will ask the father, where's your son for Fajr Namaz? Mawlid Sahib, make dua. Imam Sahib, make dua. Can't wake up in the morning. Make dua. So when Ali said to the father, that I will make dua, but if your son doesn't wake up for school, will you tell me to make dua? Then you won't say make dua. You say, get up now, I paid the fees. Then not dua. But for namaz, Mawlana make dua. So when the ummah will not pay the bill to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah has made the infrastructure in the world primarily for the believers to use the deen of Allah. It will be abused, misused, or not used, Allah will take it away. It's a simple solution. There's nothing difficult in Sharia. Inna deena yusrun. Deen is very easy. Deen is very easy. On the day of Jumu'ah, we find the masajid full to capacity. When it comes to Asr Salah, where is the ummah? The salam imam will make at the end of the Jumu'ah Salah, there's no sunnats in our life. We don't have time to put our head down to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah will test us with our simple service delivery issues will come to our table. What do we do now? We didn't service the masjid. We didn't put your head down to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah will take it away. We know in our own lives also. If my own son has to abuse the car, now we have the tracker on. We see what speed he is driving, where he is going, what time he went. Then let him come home at night and we'll take his khabar, hisab, kitab. This is the speed you drive. I have to service the car, I have to do this, I have to do that. Allah's tracker is on us all the time. Whether it's our sunnahs, our farz, our zakat. So this embezzlement, misappropriation, which has taken now onto every person's tongue, this misappropriation of rights, of funds, embezzlement, without authority, they are using it as they want to. We look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to embezzlement, misappropriation of a person, when it comes to the rights of people, Hamad bin Zayd rahimahullah would say, that when the ummah, the businessman, the professional, the ummah, when they will fall into certain types of sins and vices, then poverty will become their lot. Allah will deprive them. And he says amongst them, deception, lies, embezzlement, misappropriation, missing salah with jama'ah, missing the halqas, and those places, the programs are taking place. The ta'lim is taking place. Programs are taking place. He has no concern for it. He says, when these vices will be found, he says, futilities, futile acts, where I wasn't supposed to put my funds in there. Nowadays, the big thing is halal entertainment. Halal entertainment. The ummah hasn't been sent to be entertained. Read the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Read the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not sent to the Ummah to look for avenues to entertain the Ummah. And those are the heirs of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the ulama ikram, is it their duty also to entertain the Ummah? To bring the Ummah back, and the goal is Akhirat and Jannat. That's our life for. So he says, when the Ummah will come onto these vices, when they will come to deception, they will come onto lies, futile acts, false promises, deception, misappropriation, jealousy, whether between brothers and family members, all these are evils that will come into the society, community, and following worldly desires. He says, then the lot and the share of the Ummah will become that of poverty. Allah will deprive them. When a person will be saved from these 9 vices, I will just repeat them. Futile acts, investing money, spending money in those avenues that no benefit to my akhirah, to my deen. False promises, deception, misappropriation, which has become so common right now. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned more or less that a person is given authority and he misappropriates the rights or the funds or the property of others to the extent of one needle only. Allah will oblige him on the day of Qiyamah to come forth with a needle and return it. There's no needle on the day of Qiyamah. You'll have to give your amal. And there's no amal, then that person's amal, his evil deeds will be loaded onto that person's back. Just one needle. To misappropriate somebody's right. Today they say we heard of white collar crime. Now they say the green collar crime. Green collar crime. Where in the name of deen we take the rights of others. Because of greed, misappropriation. Whether it comes to inheritance, miras. The big brother says I was with father, so he'll put his signature on the wasiyat, on the will. And how he misappropriates the entire miras and distribution. So much of evil is taking place. So Allah will deprive the ummah. To the extent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the person who will just take one shibr, one handspan of a land from his neighbor, or he will occupy just that amount of land, he will misappropriate it. Without authority, without haqq, he will take it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that piece of land as a yoke around his neck to choke him. And 7 earths place upon him, and Allah will sink him into the ground, like an earthquake. What punishment? Just for one piece of ground only. How only a person now, because he has the wealth, so encroach into his neighbor's property. What are you going to do? You don't have the funds. I've got contacts in municipality. I'll get my right. And more than it also. All these little things build up, my dear brothers. Then we ask, how come? How come there's a burst water pipe? We don't have water for days. We don't have electricity for days. The ummah, the most appropriation. In regards to the haqq of Allah, the rights of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and the fellow human rights. How much am I taking? Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among those sahaba radiallahu anhum, in regards to whom Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, that Sa'id bin Zayd is in Jannah, is a Jannati walking on the earth. He was staying out of Madinah Munawwara in a place called Al-Aqiq. He had a neighbor, her name was Arwa bintu Uwais. It was the Khilafat of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She goes to Hakam bin Marwan, who is the judge of Madinah Munawwara. And she raises a claim against Sa'id bin Zayd. They were neighbors. He had his farm doing agriculture and farming. She goes and she says to Hakam bin Marwan, radiallahu anhu, that Sa'id bin Zayd has taken a portion of my land unjustly. Unjustly. So he summoned and he comes. And he's shocked out of his wits that a claim against me, false claim. She ordered the piece of land. So he was prepared to give it. He was prepared to give it to her. And he says that if I hadn't heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying that that person who Musa appropriates a piece of land. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be used as a yoke around his neck. If I had not heard this, I would have taken a piece of land. But I heard it directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will give her the piece of land. He was the oppressed one. Misappropriation took place. The judge gave it into her favor. He gave her the piece of land. Arwa, she took it from him. And then he made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, blind her. Let her fall into the, one of the wells in her own property and make the well her qabr and her grave. He said that a flood hit that area. 1 month later, she lost her eyesight. She lost her eyesight. People would say, we would see her walking, holding the walls. And one of those days, when she was walking within her property, after the flood had come, she fell into a well and she passed away there. Never to retrieve the body. Misappropriation. This we are concerned, what is happening to our rights. The simple solution, my dear brothers, let us see what is happening to the rights of Allah right now. My qaza namazes, how much have I misappropriated? My past namazes, my qurbani I haven't made, zakat I haven't given. The rights of my family members. The rights of my family members. If I have hurt someone, somebody has some claim against me. How many of us, or how many a brother, he says, that my credit cards are maxed, I'm paying interest. I'm paying interest. I've used maximum amount of my credit cards. I'm living beyond my budget. And then I want to join the organizations and take the counselors to task. We say, be proactive. Yes, be proactive. But don't break the command of Allah. It is turned to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala first. Ya Allah, sit down. Muharram is here. Take our hisab kitab. How many of our masturat and ladies back home, how many Ramadans have passed, they haven't kept the qaza, rozas and fasts. Years have gone, 100, 200, 10 days in a month, they haven't kept it. We are the men of the house. Let us tell them, we will keep with you. Let us start keeping now. The days are short. We want Allah to restore our country, restore our lives. We want that peace, we want that sukoon. Allah will give it. Yes, we are crying over the past, how those days were of before. Allah will give it again. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. But I have to see my own life now. What have I done? In my younger days, how many a person comes that I was working, I took the wealth, or I did this. Or it was a family business, I took something without permission. How many a youngster in school says that I took my friend's money at that time, what do I do now? Allah Ta'ala has given the consciousness. I have to pay it back. I have to look for the heirs. I have to give it back to them. I can't say now, I read three times Surah Ikhlas and send reward for him. The reward will go to him. But if I can look for the person and go the extra mile and pay it back to that person, on one little amal we do, Allah will make decisions for us. Not only for dunya, for akhirat. But this misappropriation, my dear brothers, if a person will have this in his life, and I will just reiterate the 9 points again, the person who will be saved from these 9, or who will be involved in it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause poverty to come around. Allah will deprive us. Futile acts. Over weekends we have to go out, the kitchen has to be closed. Futilities. We don't have to. Have a simple meal. Have a simple meal and spend the night make ta'aleem at home. Enjoy the evening with the family. False promises, I'll pay you after 30 days, 90 days. Doesn't happen. Not taking the call. Deception. Third point. I will pay you, but he's not paying. Not taking the call. He's offline. Allah is listening. Allah knows what's happening. False promises, deception, misappropriation, jealousy, missing salah with jama'ah. Today is Yawmul Jumu'ah. We know the ayat after salah al Jumu'ah, seek your sustenance. Not till Maghrib Azan did my asar then. Understand the mas'ala. Asr salah has to be performed in the masjid with jama'at behind the imam. This is a demand of sharia, wajib upon every man. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said specifically, man sallal bardain dakhal al jannah. That person will perform the two cool namazes, fajr and asr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said dakhal al jannah is already in jannat. Difficult namazes. Asr time I'll run to my Allah. Salah wa jama'at in the masjid. I have to get it in the masjid. And nowhere else. On this, Allah will restore whatever we are crying for right now. Salawud, jama'at in the masjid, missing the gatherings of ilm and knowledge. Programs are taking place. Nowadays, nobody is sitting for the programs. Few people are sitting for the programs. Ta'lim is taking place. Except my amal. This is the amal of Masjid al-Nabawi. We want to go to Madinah, Munawwara. May Allah take all of us. Give us a resting place there also. We want to go into the Rawda. We have to take out that Nusuk app and we can't get a slot. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said the halqa of ta'alim already is a garden of Jannah. It's a garden of Jannah in our homes, in our masjid. We can do it every day. And following our worldly desires, whatever my nafs wants, I give it access. These 9 things, or one of these will come into our life. Hammad bin Zayd said, then wait for poverty to come. Ya Allah, Ta'ala, save us, give us sufi to me.